else they need. Your profession, both clinically and politically, you wouldn't be here. So I'm very grateful to you. I wish there were more, and I'm going to call on you to try to get more of your colleagues to try to attend an event like this, because it is the single largest gathering of professional leaders that the Academy has in this meeting here. And it's our opportunity to exchange ideas, problems, solutions, and things like that we've dealt with in our individual states, and share that information with other states to give them a leg up on some issues. Let's talk a little bit about the past. AAA. We now have a universal doctoral program across the United States. Many of you have returned to school to elevate your degree to an AUD. Not that you had to, but you did it anyway. We have elevated the standards in licensure regulations across the country, in most states anyway, in most U.S. territories, and we can learn a lot from each other about what steps we took, what battles we fought to get those changes and standards improved and elevated across the country. We now have established an independent and voluntary certification process for audiologists through the American Board of Audiology. And while doing all of these things over many years, we put out a lot of fires, as you know, that I don't even have time to mention. So that's what we've done in the past, and it's certainly a lot to be proud of. In terms of the future, I want you to think about where you want this profession to go in the next 20 years. Will we have direct access for everyone, for all patients? Will we have greater autonomy for audiologists? Will we finally have recognition as a doctor?